Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
248-539-9797. We asked the question, and you guys came up with some very interesting responses.
Oh.
Because Kyle Brandt said the Lions winning the Super Bowl will be like Carrot Top winning an Oscar. Lions winning Super Bowl will be like John talking favorably about Michigan State.
Didn't I just do that about Izzo?
Yes.
And, okay. Yeah. Well,
maybe
mission accomplished.
Maybe they mean football. I don't know.
Maybe it should be, it would be like John not being offended by someone suggesting that he doesn't talk favorably about MSU.
The Lions winning the Super Bowl is like having sex with Beyonce. It's something you desire and dream about, but you never believe it's possible. March of 2023 feels like she just moved into the neighborhood, so you're saying I have a chance. That's Lions winning the Super Bowl is like Stoney not being offended by Kid Rock's snowflake tour. Love you, Stoney. I'm not offended at all by it.
It's two snowflake references in the first hour.
That's right. I just think there's snowflakes on both sides. That's all I said, and it's true. Lions winning the Super Bowl.
Slightly offended.
Yep.
Well, maybe, because I like both sides. Lions winning the Super Bowl might be one of the signs of the apocalypse.
I think I got a good one. I think it would be like the United States winning the World Cup in soccer. Possible. Always been possible.
Yeah.
Somewhat unrealistic.
I think it's more possible that the Lions winning the Super Bowl, the United States winning the World Cup in soccer. They are they're so far behind the curve. They're not even in the ballpark.
Right, yes. We use that.
The Lions are in the league.
Yeah.
But I think a ground up,
you
know, hey, a different type of commitment, mm-hmm. investment into a long-term thing.
Yeah.
You know, Spielman was quoted today in the news that the Super Bowl is the number one goal. And I think that, I think it is. I think it is more than it used to be.
Yeah. I mean, that's what, you know, even Matty Patty, we're not here about, you know, I don't care how many games we win in as long as we win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That worked well. The Lions winning the Super Bowl would be as surprising as John becoming a vegetarian.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the Lions have a chance.
Will you if they win one?
Hell no.
The Lions The Lions winning the Super Bowl would be like being single again.
Wow.
I don't know where that's coming from.
That's actually under your control.
Yeah. The Lions winning a Super Bowl would be like Rutgers winning the national championship.
Pretty much. Yeah, or like Purdue making it winning a national title in basketball.
Basketball, yeah. The Lions winning it would be like Stoney winning a bodybuilding competition. That's for damn sure. 1-9-8 season. You guys are sure about this garbage franchise. They ain't beating the AFC Supreme teams anyway. Keep dreaming, Greg and Clinton Township. Well, that's the point. We say them winning would be like
Something that's impossible.
Absurd. Yeah. Yes, right now. The Lions winning the Super Bowl would be like Wile E. Coyote finally catching Roadrunner. That's from Jeff and Macomb. The Lions winning the Super Bowl would be like getting through the morning show without Stoney saying, ladies and gentlemen. That's a good one. That'll be coming up at 7:18.
I love that people pick up on that.
I know.
Stuff.
It's funny. It would be like John
ladies
Jancy.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Girls and girls, yeah.
Children of all ages. It would be like John Jansen being cast as Marshall Cogburn in a remake of True Grit.
So read that one, please, more.
It says Cogburn. It's probably Coburn, though, right?
Marshall Cogburn, yeah.
Well, it would be like John Jansen being cast as Marshall Cogburn in a remake of True Grit.
Oh, I'm up for that challenge.
I believe it is pronounced Cogburn. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. John Wayne.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know it was John Wayne.
Yeah.
But I don't watch John Wayne every day like you allegedly do.
Yes, this is true. Still do.
All right.
What did you watch yesterday, John? What clips did you watch yesterday? I want to know.
El Dorado. A little bit of El Dorado. And then last night before I closed my eyes, a little Rio Bravo.
What's more believable, John watching John Wayne every day, or Larissa Pippen having sex four times a day?
I could watch John Wayne every day.
I understand that.
Yeah,
but I don't think I can't imagine you actually doing it every day though. Doing what? No.
Both. Please stop imagining.
No, the John Wayne thing. I throw a flag on that one.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like one day, you know, you're, you know what? I'm going to go to bed. I'm not gonna watch True
Well, it
Grit
doesn't
today.
Have to be at bedtime.
Okay. Or whatever time.
You can go
time.
Down and it's a little, some people sit down with a glass of scotch or a beer. I like to sit down with, you know, 10, 15 minutes of John Wayne. It calms me down.
Okay. It's not the whole movie, like a 10-minute clip. Okay. You go on YouTube, you can do it. Absolutely. All right. Like listen to one's favorite podcast.
Right. Exactly, yeah.
Aren't they all the same, Westerns?
No.
I'm not a big fan of Westerns.
Me neither.
In fact, I've been ridiculed for this. The last Western to win Best Picture, I believe, was Unforgiven, which to me is like one of the...
Gene Hackman?
No. Was Gene Hackman? That was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
It's like, great. They're just like riding horseback through the desert and the mountains for like an hour and a half. It was boring for me.
Oh, come on. I mean, okay. So, for you, that's
right.
Fine.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, yeah. You can have your own likes and dislikes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You didn't like Tombstone or...
Tombstone was good.
Wyatt Earp.
White Arp, I don't remember that well.
It's sort of the same.
Yeah,
it's
kind of the same thing, from a different angle. Yeah, yeah.
Some of them are okay.
I don't know. I'm kind of feeling like today might be a Searchers day.
Okay.
Searchers. Right. I'm thinking maybe I'll hit that one on the... You know what? I'm going to be sitting at the orthodontist today, so maybe I'll stream it for a little while I'm sitting there passing some time.
Stoney, death not an option. A Western or an Elvis movie?
Oh, I'd much rather watch an Elvis movie.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand the Elvis movies either.
Viva Las Vegas. They're funny movies. They're ridiculous how campy they are. You know what I mean?
Greg Campy?
No.
Overrated.
Sorry, Coach.
He listens.
I know. But I just wondered if you're making him a verb.
No, it's campy, C-A-M-P-Y.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not making Greg Campy a verb.
Yeah.
All right. Mock drafts out again. We gave you Kuipers yesterday, and about an hour after we got off the air, Daniel Jeremiah of the NFL Network came out with one, John.
Yeah. And
what did you think?
Well, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I think it's probably one of the more realistic ones.
He's actually somebody who actually worked as a scout and evaluator,
right?
As opposed to like us and Todd McShay and people. Well, I don't know. McShay might have had some job before. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to go through the resume,
right?
But yeah, I think it's. It's one of the more realistic ones when he talks, when you hear what the Lions have done in free agency and the fact that we kind of believe that the number 6 overall pick has become one where they're going to take, they have the luxury of taking the best football player available. And I don't know if they're going to match that with a little bit of need or not, but Daniel Jeremiah has... obviously quarterbacks falling off the list. Unlike Mel, Arizona stays at 3. They take Will Anderson. Jalen Carter does go at 5. And the Detroit Lions, with the number 6 pick for Daniel Jeremiah, selects Devin Witherspoon. And if you had told me, I'm the cornerback out of Illinois, if you haven't been listening for the past, 2 months. If you had told me 2 months ago that this was the pick, again, fine with it. I think this would be a very good pick. And you can argue Gonzalez. You can argue going defensive line with Wilson. You can argue a lot of different things. And it really comes down to somewhat personal preference at this point, because we don't know really where the Lions are going with 6.
Right. And a lot of people like Christian Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. He likes Witherspoon more for the fit. Do you?
I do as well. Here's what he has to say. Witherspoon doesn't have ideal size. He's a little bit short, 5'11 and a half. But his game is very similar to that of Denzel Ward, who, like Witherspoon, played his college football in the Big Ten. Detroit has some difference makers on the defensive front and has made some nice additions to the secondary this offseason, but Witherspoon's instincts and ball skills would fit beautifully in the back end. I'm not going to disagree with
that. No, he's a really good player. He hits hard, you know.
And I like his fit better than I like, you know, Gonzalez. And Gonzalez, yes, he has played more man coverage. All right, and we know that AG loves man coverage. Played more man coverage last year than anybody else in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to be upset if it's Gonzalez. I prefer Witherspoon. I would be happy with this. Yeah. You?
I think I like either one, but I like Gonzalez more because of the fact that he's got more speed and can stay up with guys.
Yeah, a little more size.
Yes, exactly.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.